The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You Talk Radio. I'm Rebecca Miller. I will be your guest host today for the show, along with Otto Lost, who is the co-host. How are you today, Otto?
I'm good, Rebecca. It's always a pleasure being with you.
It is with you as well, Otto. Today's show is going to be a lot of information, very important information, timely information. We're going to try to understand it. We're talking with Ron Fatula, who is an elder law attorney and a really good friend to Project Independence, always providing the latest and greatest information. So welcome to the show, Ron.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It's a pleasure to be here. And there is so much information out there and changing rapidly.
It is changing rapidly, and especially during the pandemic. So there's been some changes, some exceptions, some all kinds of things happening. So let's try to get a little understanding of the topics that we're going to be talking about today, which is how long-term care planning has changed and what you need to know now. So, you know, you do talk a lot about the five most important documents, especially now during the pandemic. So let's just get, you know, right into what those documents are. And if there is kind of like, I want to say a priority of which really is the truly most important one, and then we'll kind of move around from there, just like in terms of today's scenario during the pandemic.
Sure. There is an order of priority. And, you know, with so many people that we know passing away, I don't know if you guys know, but I did mention to you prior to the broadcast that my brother passed away just a couple of weeks ago, but also my receptionist at the office passed away from the virus, as well as her husband. She had worked for me for 18 years, and it was such a blow to the firm. But people, you know, myself including, and I think everyone has been touched by these crazy times. Either by the virus directly or indirectly. You know, I think my brother should have had more care or different care, but it was in the heart of the virus.
Right.
And, you know, the hospitals were not geared up for anything but the virus. They were going crazy at full capacity. So there's been so much going on. So people really do need these documents. And I think if it was a thought before, now they know that these are really a necessity. So we've all seen people passing away recently, becoming ill. And I did get a call from a very close friend of mine in April during the heart of the pandemic. And he said, Ron, you always told me about documents I needed. My wife, unfortunately, got the virus. I don't have it, but she's at the hospital on a ventilator. I don't have a healthcare proxy. I don't have a power of attorney. She has a business. What are we going to do? Please guide me. So if I may start from there.
Yes,
so
please.
Number one, everyone should have a healthcare proxy. That's a document where you appoint someone else to make your healthcare decisions. I'm an elder law attorney, and I'm telling you, you don't need a lawyer to have a healthcare proxy. You could download the form from the Department of Health website or even Google statutory New York healthcare proxy. And it's a good document, very simple to fill out, but you want that healthcare proxy. It's very important. However, I also want to mention that if you don't have a healthcare proxy and a loved one is in a facility, whether it's in a hospital or a nursing home, we have in New York State the Family Healthcare Decisions Act. Dick Gottfried, you know, from the New York State Assembly, worked for about 17 years till he got this passed and signed. But if you don't have a proxy and a loved one is in the hospital, there's a pecking order. And the order lists who can make your healthcare decisions for you in that situation. So it's only when someone is in a hospital or a nursing home, a facility, or at home on hospice. So if you find yourself in that situation, you know there's a fallback because the government says, New York State says, that a close family member, it's the spouse, a child, parent, a sibling, and it even goes to a close friend, can actually make your healthcare decisions. And if they don't know what your decisions are, decisions that will be in your best interest. So the healthcare proxy, just have it done. It's simple. You don't need a lawyer. You need two witnesses. Those witnesses should not be any of the proxies or agents that you name, but there's no notary even. It's very simple to fill out. Everyone should have a healthcare proxy. There's no excuse. You could download it now, fill it out, and you'd be set and just sign it in front of the two witnesses.
And could you just mention what that other process is if you did not do the healthcare proxy?
Sure. And a loved one is in a facility or at home on hospice. It's called the Family Healthcare Decisions Act. And a lot of people don't know about it. That kicked in for my friend whose wife was on a ventilator at Southside. And, you know, at least he knew he could make her healthcare decisions. So there is a fallback, but not when you're at home and not on hospice.
Right.
So you do want that healthcare proxy. It's very, very important.
Ron, how does that work? Like, you know, who all of a sudden my daughter or whoever can become my agent, if you will. How does it get decided? I mean, you can't pick anybody because you're sick.
You're saying if you don't have a proxy?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a pecking order. And it's pretty loose, and the hospitals know about it. So my friend was so concerned. Well, I didn't do the proxy. We were a little superstitious. By the way, don't be superstitious, anyone out there. Doing your documents doesn't bring anything on. It only protects you when something might happen. But Otto, if that's the situation, the hospitals, the nursing homes know about it. And if not, you just cite, there's the New York Family Healthcare Decisions Act. I'm the spouse, I'm a parent, I'm a child, a sibling. We have the right to act. And it even goes, as I mentioned, to a close friend for families that, well, individuals that really don't have families or close family. Mm-hmm. So it's there and the facilities know about it.
That's good to know about because unfortunately, a lot of things that happen in life, like your friend with his wife, I had an experience with my son-in-law's father during this period of time. And all of a sudden, last minute, he's 97 years old, he had nothing. And all of a sudden, they were going to try to put him into a nursing home. He definitely qualified for Medicaid, but he never applied. So it was a crash course. Unfortunately, he died before that part of it took place. But what it taught us is, you know, it's the last minute stuff that causes a lot of havoc. And
you know, Otto, I'm so glad you said it. It is the last minute stuff that causes all the havoc. And I always keep preaching, plan ahead,
yes.
Get your documents done, get your plan done, and forget about it. But a lot of people, even this friend was very close, and he said we were just a little superstitious. We were doing fine. And then all of a sudden, boom. So you're right. Don't wait.
Yeah. I mean, good things can come out of this experience with the pandemic. You know, it's that you need to start planning. We need to kind of have a plan in action because anything could happen so suddenly. And we did, like, I know Otto and I talk about this a lot on the radio show too, is how when Sandy hit, we did learn a lot from Sandy. You know, it's like we go from having power every single day to maybe occasionally losing it to having no power. So much damage, you know, seniors, unreachable, can't contact their family members, don't drive, you know, and that really helped, you know, Project Independence to like expeditiously, you know, progressively change our programs or have a backup plan for when things like this happen. So I think that this is going to be a, you know, a lesson for all of us that we all really need to plan. I mean, the worst time to have to do these things are when you're in these situations. I mean, do you really want to have to make all these decisions and choices when you've got a loved one sick? And, you know, maybe you can't even in these situations get to the hospital to see them or talk to them. So it's so important. And superstition aside, you can still be superstitious and do this, you know?
Right. That's true. And the healthcare proxy is just one document.
Right.
You would be doing a Medicaid application, et cetera, and things like that. You would need a power of attorney also. That's a planning power with extra provisions in it. And the other law attorneys, such as myself, should draft that because there's too much going on. We would need to add about 40 or 60, sometimes even 80 additional provisions into the right. power to give it teeth. So you would want the attorney to handle that. And you should know that there's a new power of attorney proposed law that was passed by the New York State Assembly and Senate and on the governor's desk to be signed or vetoed. And all of a sudden, coming out of the woodwork, there are organizations that are now coming up against it. So we don't know if it's going to be signed, but no matter what, just do that power of attorney now. Have an elder law attorney drafted for you with all the extra provisions that you need. And I do want to make mention that, you know, these documents are essential along with your last will and testament. And if you're going to do the planning, likely a living trust. But the question that I ask, so get asked so often is, well, how are we going to do this during the pandemic? And I do want to make mention that the governor has signed executive orders, so many executive orders, but a couple of them let us do remote executions of documents, remote notarizations, and remote witnessing. And there's a procedure that we have to take, but I do want to let everyone know that all of these documents, including your will, can be done remotely. You could be sitting in your living room and everything could be signed, sealed, delivered, notarized, and witnessed, even though you're alone in your apartment or home in your living room.
You know what? That's going to be great. We're going to talk a lot more about that, but right now we have to go to a short break. You've been listening to Project Independence and You.